This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Belarus's authoritarian president is defending his action to divert a European flight that triggered EU sanctions, and he is accusing the West of waging a hybrid war to strangle the ex-Soviet nation. Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko on Wednesday denied a fighter jet was used to force a Ryanair plane to land and claims his action was a necessary response to a bomb threat. Flight controllers Sunday ordered the jet line flying over Belarus to land in the country's capital, Minsk, because of a bomb threat, and a fighter jet was scrambled to escort the plane. Once it landed, Belarusian security agents arrested a 26-year-old journalist and activist and his Russian girlfriend. Lukashenko also said in televised comments Wednesday he believes there will be no repeat of the mass protests that erupted last summer. The comments came shortly after Belarus's exiled opposition leader said Lukashenko's opponents were preparing to stage a new phase of active anti-government protest in Belarus. Mass protests broke out last summer after Lukashenko declared victory in a presidential election his opponents say was rigged, but they lost momentum after a sweeping crackdown by authorities. Heavy winds and a high tide are lashing parts of eastern India and neighboring Bangladesh as a cyclone moves ashore, where more than 1.1 million people have evacuated. Sustained winds up to 87 miles per hour are blowing, but the storm is forecast to weaken Wednesday. West Bengal State's top official says 20,000 mud huts and temporary shelters for the poor have been damaged. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Africa's former leader Jacob Zuma pleaded not guilty on Wednesday to corruption, fraud, racketeering, and money laundering charges relating to a $2 billion arms deal when he was deputy president. Zuma was later president between 2009 and 2018 and faces 18 charges relating to a 1999 deal. He claims he is the victim of a politically motivated witch hunt by a rival faction of the ruling African National Congress. Zuma also faces a separate inquiry into corruption during his time as president and is accused of accepting 500,000 rand, about $34,000 annually, from French arms company Thales in exchange for protecting the company from an investigation into the deal. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Egypt on the next leg of a diplomatic mission aimed at shoring up a ceasefire that ended an 11-day war between Israel and Hamas. Blinken holds talks Wednesday with Egypt's president, foreign minister, and the country's chief spy. Blinken wrapped up extensive talks with Israeli and Palestinian leaders and is scheduled to travel to Amman, Jordan late Wednesday to meet with the Jordanian king and other officials. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin will sit down for talks in Geneva on June 16th amid sharp disputes over election interference, cyber attacks, human rights, and Ukraine. Both countries have lowered expectations for breakthroughs at the summit, with neither apparently in a mood to make concessions on their many disagreements. The White House has avoided describing Biden as seeking a reset in relations with Putin, a term often used by former U.S. presidents as they sought to improve relations with Russia. The United States called on Tuesday for the setting up of a second phase of an investigation into the origins of the coronavirus, with international experts allowed to evaluate its source and the early days of the outbreak. U.S. Health Secretary Javier Becerra said in a video message to the annual ministerial meeting of the World Health Organization, quote, phase two of the COVID origin study must be launched with terms of reference that are transparent, science-based, and give international experts the independence to fully assess the source of the virus and the early days of the outbreak. Becerra did not mention China directly, where the first known human cases of COVID-19 were reported in December 2019. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com, or you can always follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.